I think I already said it, get into a state of receptivity. And then I went blah, 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 blah. So good thing that you're all receptive. Putting your attention, you can close your eyes. The moment you close your eyes, you shut the world out. In fact, if you haven't shut your phones off or your door to your room that you're in, you might want to do that because this is your time for yourself to really commune with these divine beings who are really present right now, and they're ready to empower you. So if you want to be distracted from that, that's fine. You can keep your phone, whatever. Your door open, that's fine. So keeping your eyes closed, you're going inside. The moment you go inside, the breathing slows down. The thoughts slow down. And your attention goes into the base of the spine, the tailbone area where you're sitting. You just put your awareness there. The thoughts, they're going to do whatever they're going to do. However, your awareness is going to keep going down to the base of the spine. Visualize a reddish orangish light, or imagine it, or imagine energy or feel energy there getting activated and pouring through the legs down into the feet and toes. This light can also accompany the energy. If you know what Ganesha looks like, he's an elephant-headed god, rides a mouse, has a pot belly. You can visualize or imagine his form being there at the Muladhara chakra, the base of the spine. Take a moment to feel his energy. It's helping you to get unstuck, to move forward in your life energetically. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Shrim Hrim Klim Klaum Gam Ganapataye Vara Varada Sarvajaname Vashamanaya Swaha. Om Ge 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 Krom 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 Vichista Ganapataye Aste Pisachi Lake Swaha. Om Gam 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 Gam. Gum is the sound to dissolve obstacles. Internally, move the energy up through the susumna, which is a thin tube of light associated with the spinal column or backbone. This thin tube of light, susumna, pierces all the chakras, the navel, the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the skull. It pierces the skull and goes into the space. This is your connection to your higher self, to God consciousness, divine beings, masters, teachers on the spiritual path who are guiding you. And you can connect with them easily and ask for their support to help you to manifest both materially and spiritually. Again, your thoughts will come and distract you. However, your attention is on your sushumna. Starting at the base of the spine, we're going to activate the chakras with the sound. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move into the throat. Ma. Move up to the third eye. Om. Move back down to the base of the spine. Na. Move up to the navel. Ma. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. She. Move up to the throat and mouth. Wa. Move up to the two eyes, the right and left brain. Ya. Now, feel the brain. Feel the front of the brain, the sides of the brain, the back of the brain, and in the middle of the brain, feel the whole brain. Now imagine a discus or chakra, or like a CD spinning in your brain. This is spinning so fast, and it's so full of light and intelligence that it destroys any negative congested energies, thought patterns, negative thoughts coming to you from outside of you. Maybe someone is not happy with your progress. That's okay. You just can dispel it with this spinning discus. Imagine it and feel it spinning in your brain, lighting it up, releasing negative energy, thoughts, behaviors. And empowering your brain with divine energy and more fulfilling thoughts that you can then act upon. We're going to invoke a form of Vishnu, Lord Sudarshana, Who is the discus? Sudarshan is the name of the discus of Lord Vishnu. And it destroys negativity. Feel it in your brain. Just relax your eyes. Relax your face. Your jaw can even relax. And feel the discus spinning in your brain. Om Mahasudarshanaya Dhiptre Hum Fat Swaha. These sounds activate the discus and they also spin in your brain. Om Mahasudarshanaya Dhiptre Hum Fat Swaha. Om Mahasudarshanaya Dhiptre Hum Fat Swaha. Om Mahasudarshanaya Dhiptre Hum Fat Swaha. Om Mahasudarshanaya Dhiptre Trehum Fat Swaha. Om Mahasudarshanaya Dhiptrehum 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 Fat Swaha. Om Mahasudarshanaya Dhiptre Hum 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 Fat Swaha. Internalize the sounds in your brain. Spinning with the discus. Empowering your brain, your whole brain. Now we'll invoke Narayan. Another name for Lord Vishnu. To protect your manifestations and to give you joy and purpose in everything that you do. Om Namo Narayanaya. Allow these sounds to spin in your brain. Om Namo Narayanaya. You can put a slight smile on your face and see how that affects the chemicals that are released in your brain called endorphins that create joy. And help you to feel good about your life, regardless. Listen to the sounds, receive the energy, feel it in your brain spinning with a smile on your face. Om Namo Narayanaya. 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 Om Namo Narayanaya.
Keep the sounds spinning in your brain. Feel the energy in your brain. Make a prayer to Lord Vishnu on this 11th day, 11th moon day, Ekadashi, to bless you with material prosperity, wealth, and a money miracle. Keeping your eyes closed, drop the meditation. Now visualize your backbone again as the shaft of the veil or spear or lance of Lord Muruga. Your brain is the head of the veil and the tip pierces the top of the skull. You might find yourself sitting up with more energy. Will enliven the veil that destroys karma that is no longer useful, maya, the energy that keeps pulling you and distracting you in life from your manifestations or your spiritual path, and then ego, that gets out of control and doesn't want you to be successful. So visualize this spear or veil, they call it in Tamil, or lance, as your backbone and brain. Auma. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Feel the sounds going into the veil, empowering it so that you are protected you are energized, and nothing negative can harm you with this image of the veil as your backbone and brain. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namah. 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 Now this veil becomes smaller and smaller, and as it gets smaller, it moves into your third eye, the midbrain, the middle of your brain. See the veil there, the spear, the lance. Empower the midbrain with it, the third eye. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namah. 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 Now see the veil getting bigger and bigger. Again, it becomes your backbone and brain. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namah. 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 Feel the energy of the veil as your backbone and your brain and your midbrain. Make a prayer to Lord Muruga to destroy negativity of all kinds. And pray that you always remember the veil as your backbone and brain, purifying you, giving you the protection and ability to open the third eye with the veil and Lord Murga's grace. Now imagine a blue laser beam of light piercing the throat. Feel the throat and imagine this laser surgery zapping negativity of all kinds, negative thoughts, behaviors, things that you've done that you regret, things that aren't working for you, people in your life that are not supporting you. Zap that energy with this blue light so that people can turn favorable towards you, supportive towards you. Your manifestations can happen. Your health can come back. Your vitality can come up with this blue light piercing the throat. Receive it. Allow it to go deep beyond the throat, the physical throat. It just goes deep into infinity and cleanses the soul. Tiranilakantam makaro sivaya namah. 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 This blue light turns into a liquid light and fills up the entire throat, pours into the shoulders, down the arms, into the hands, down the trunk of the body, into the legs and the feet. Feel this liquid blue light filling the whole body from the neck down. And now imagine the laser beam of blue light piercing the right eye, filling the right eye. Feel it. See the blue light if you can. Dissolving away any negativity in the eye. Tiranilakantam makaro sivaya namah. Now the blue light pierces the left eye, fills it with blue light and cleanses it of negativity. Tiranilakantam makaro sivaya namah. Blue light pierces the third eye, the spot between the two eyebrows, and goes deep into the brain, piercing the midbrain. Tiranilakantam makaro sivaya namah. Now this blue light fills the entire brain, spinning in the brain. Tiranilakantam makaro sivaya namah. Tiranilakantam makaro sivaya namah. Tiranilakantam makaro sivaya namah. Now the liquid blue light pours down the rest of the sense organs, the nostrils, the nose, the mouth, the ears, the tongue. The whole head now is filled with this liquid blue light that's pouring even down into the throat and the rest of the body, the whole body. is filled with this liquid blue light. And the sounds.
Tiranila kantam makaro shivaya namah. 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 Tiranila kantam makaro shivaya namah.
Internalize the sounds. Let go of the sounds and just feel. The body resonating with the sounds that will, the sound vibrations that will give you a clean slate. Make a prayer to Nilakanta, the archetype known as the blue throat. Nila is blue, kantam is throat. The form of Lord Shiva who will drink the poison in your life so that you don't have to suffer.
Om Shanti. Shanti, Shanti.
Feel the peace in your brain, in your mind. Feel the peace of the body. Feel the peace at the depth of your soul. Pouring into your surroundings and your environment and the world around you. End the meditation. And you can keep your eyes closed and just feel whatever it is that you are experiencing. And as you slowly, slowly come back to yourselves, you can open your eyes at your leisure.